Welcome, everybody. This is a primetime special broadcast. We are going to be providing you tonight, or if you're in the West Coast, late afternoon. We're going to give you some TPE coverage. And we have two guys who are good friends of mine. They're on the ground at TPE, and they were kind enough to share some time with us tonight to give you some insights into what's happening at the TPE 21 trade show. So I want to introduce my friends, Matt Tye and Garrett Robinson of How About That Cigar. Guys, thank you so much for being on tonight.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, Coop, thanks. Great to be on with you.
I've been following the coverage all day with you guys, and you guys are doing a great job. There's some great interviews. I saw the Sokka interview early. He had a lot to say on that, which I think he got some really great stuff coming out on that, and he was telling you guys about. So great job overall, guys. Very good job.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun and a big learning experience, definitely. But we've been very fortunate to get to talk to some big hitters, and there's still more to come.
Right. So let me get into some of the big topics that I've been observing from afar, and you guys can validate what I'm seeing or hearing or not. So the first thing that I'm hearing is obviously the mood is very positive. People are very happy to be back at this at a trade show. Is that accurate?
100%. I would say that is one of the first things that each of our interviewees has said, is how glad they are to be back and having interaction with people, being at a show, seeing, you know, friends or even, you know, some of the newcomers to the industry saying, you know, it's great to finally meet somebody I've only seen on a screen. So that part has been absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
That's great to hear. Now, the next thing what I'll say is I was very critical of TPE last year. Not so much. They were great, the Cigar Coop. They put on a really good trade show. But when I walked into that trade show floor last year, I saw the vape, the alternative products on the right side on the blue carpet. And then there was the cigar products on the left side on the red carpet. And I thought the cigar booths look like a flea market. I got to be completely honest, with some exceptions. There were some booths that were exceptions, but a lot of the booths look like a flea market. I criticized the pavilion for having a very industrial look. This year, from what I'm seeing, it seemed like a major improvement on the booth end. Is that something? I know you guys weren't there last year, but how would you assess the booths on the cigar end compared to the alternates?
Yeah, I would say it's a mix, actually. I do think there are a few booths that do sort of have that flea market look, for, you know, to use your term. But there are some booths that really are reminiscent of PCA or IPCPR trade show booths. They're full bore, fancy decorative accents, seating, ashtrays, full-on displays with lighting and all that. And then there is still the pavilion area with the kiosks that essentially all look the same, aside from the name of the cigar brand on the headpiece of the kiosk. So I'd say it's a mix this year.
Yeah, the pavilion looked like a major upgrade. They had that woodish type of look. It just looked a lot nicer. Last year, they were kind of these black and gray kind of steel kiosks, which, again, I understand they did the job, but, you know, I'm a premium cigar guy. I like to look at things. We always say cigars are a luxury product, and I like to have as much of a good look as possible. And I was really pleased from what I was seeing in the interviews that people were doing and you guys were doing. It definitely seemed like things were an upgrade. So I thought that was a big positive.
Yeah. It is good to see some booths that really did. I mean, you could tell there were some companies that definitely put a lot of money into this, and some companies that kept things more simple, and everywhere in between.
Yeah. I mean, in last year, there were some companies that had nice booths. You know, Drew Estate, obviously not there this year. They had a very, very nice setup. Perdomo had a nice setup as well. You know, the Phillips and King booths always did. But this year I saw companies like Altidus step up their booths, and EP Carrillo stepped up their booths. So there was a big difference what I saw with some of these booths compared. And Sokka's booth even looked more elaborate this year.
Yeah, Sokka's booth is sort of a double booth, basically.
Yeah.
It's it's in a row with a lot of singles, and he's got a double space. And then Plasencia, I would say, was a real standout. Theirs was very reminiscent of an IPCPR type of booth. Very, very large space.
Yeah, no, I saw that too. They brought the little fire table there. That's a good analogy. Is it seemed like there were more of these IPCPR style booths compared to last year.
Yeah.
And like I said, I was pleased about that because I know people say it's not a big deal, but look, I like our industry to stand out in the spotlight as much as possible and put our best foot forward. So I was really glad to see that part.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Now the other question going on is attendance. So the reports I've gotten is first day attendance seemed up from last year. I haven't gotten anything on the second day, but some people were worried about the second day attendance dropping off. What have you guys seen attendance wise?
Well, it's hard for us to gauge what attendance really looks like, because our focus has been other places. But I do know from a few of the interviews that we've done off camera that a few of the manufacturers paid for their trip already on day one. So, you know, that tells us that the numbers are absolutely solid.
It seemed like, again, it didn't seem like it was, I didn't see any booze overflowing. I mean, I'll be honest with you, but I wasn't expecting that. But I did see, like I said, and there's what I noticed with this show, and you guys will know more tomorrow, there was traffic on a Friday afternoon at a trade show. It didn't have the big drop off like PCA has on the last day. It was still enough where I was like, yeah, there's actually enough activity where it's still worth a lot of these guys to be there.
Yeah, the show floor, because we really had a late start to the show floor yesterday. So we just sort of did a few handshakes and a little bit of a lap around the trade show floor yesterday. But today has been, you can hear all the commotion in the background. The day today, pretty much from beginning to end, has been nonstop people. And we haven't seen the numbers before, but I would say there's a healthy amount of people here. And from what we've heard from other manufacturers who have been to this trade show in the past, that numbers might even be a little higher than some previous years.
Yeah, that was kind of what I heard from one manufacturer already. He was worried about a drop off because some people he had heard were going home, but he, you know, obviously I haven't caught up with him at that point yet. So I think tomorrow we'll know. But if it's like last year, there was a little bit of a drop off, but it wasn't huge, is what I would say.
Yeah.
All right. So the other big thing that I kind of got wind on last night was there was a memo sent out from the TPE to the attendees about mask wearing. So for folks, you know, we can go through some of the mask protocols, but basically you can't walk the aisles without a mask at the TPE. You can smoke in the booths, you can smoke in designated areas on the trade show floor, but you can't walk the aisles. And I heard, I saw a memo go out. It was basically a passive aggressive memo from the TPE basically saying, you got to wear your mask. I heard at the party last night, there was another announcement about that. And I've heard there's a second memo that went out this morning on this mask thing. How much of a problem is mask compliance, and is it a problem right now?
Well, so yesterday, there was zero policing of masks. There was very little conversation about masks yesterday, other than when we entered.
Right.
Today, completely different story. We were several times greeted by,
scantily clad show employees whose sole purpose and job was to go around whipping people into wearing their masks.
So if you take, for those who remember Bratz dolls, if you were to take a Bratz doll and put her into a NFL referee outfit with a short skirt and then had a paddle or, in one case, full-out leather Catwoman with a whip that were walking around spanking or whipping people gently that weren't wearing masks. On some occasions, we did see people removing their masks just to be visited by right. such people. I won't out anyone.
This is unbelievable.
But we have a safe word worked out, so it's okay.
We're okay.
All right. So this is the most brilliant thing I've ever heard. Okay, but whoever came up with the idea of having hot girls be the mask enforcement people is absolutely the most brilliant idea, because they're probably not going to get the resistance from this crowd. That is a brilliant move.
Yeah.
And it was. So I will say that was part of it. And yes, the memos were pretty regular, the emails and things like that. And they were, although we were really only on the show for yesterday for about an hour, today it was constant. And it wasn't, but they were not, with the exception of one gentleman who was guiding people through the ropes on our way into the trade show first thing in the morning, who was extremely vocal and to be quite honest, a bit of an asshole about it. But aside from that, the people who on the show floor today, whose job was to get people to wear their masks, they were very direct about it. And it was a very regular message that we heard over and over throughout the day, but they were kind and tried to be lighthearted and fun about it.
Yep.
What was anyone removed from the floor today that you know of?
Not that I'm aware.
Okay.
Not that we're aware. No.
Did you see it's anything possible where it got contentious with someone with the mask?
No, I not
I
that.
Heard the only so the only moment I heard anyone remotely argue was one guy say, "Then call the cops." But other than that one singular moment that resulted in nothing, I haven't heard anything. I mean, I haven't even heard anyone, as we're talking with people, I haven't heard somebody say, "Can you believe this mask shit that we're, you know," so even from a, vendor or anybody else in the media, nobody talking bad about what they're mandating for masks.
That's good. And that's good to hear. So that's, obviously people are complying. I can see if there was no enforcement yesterday, I can kind of understand. I'm not sure why they went into, why they wouldn't try to enforce it on day one, because just, again, knowing human nature, most people don't want to wear a mask, right? So obviously it had to be something that got pushed back on by the TPE last night. You haven't heard anything from TPE directly on this, right?
No.
All right.
But so, I gotta believe that, probably something, the health department is probably watching this because it's the first trade show.
Yeah.
That's the thought that I go to when such measures were taken today versus what we saw yesterday.
Right.
That the health department more than likely is the one driving that initiative.
Sure. I can understand that too. I can understand that as well. So I got one more question, and then we could get into kind of some things. You can kind of tell me some of the things that you guys saw. Cigar Media. Last year, I thought TPE did a tremendous job welcoming Cigar Media, hosting Cigar Media, doing things for Cigar Media. I attribute a lot of that because they're owned by a media company, TMG, Tobacco Media Group. But what was your impressions? How has Cigar Media been received? How have you guys been received at the trade show by the TPE?
Honestly, it's been great. We did have a little bit of a snafu getting our registration figured out. There was some, as far as I know, there was some system issues, but we got everything squared away and they got us in the trade show after a little bit of a figuring all that out yesterday. But, we have regularly seen, people that we know from Cigar Media here at the show, Cigar Dojo, Boston Jimmy, Blind Man's Puff, Half Wheel, Barrels and Leafs, among others. And so it's been great to see, of course, our friends in Cigar Media here covering the trade show. And I think there's been a good presence here from media. I really do enjoy and appreciate the way that that TP deals with cigar media and press credentials and things like that. And I, you know, we have not shied away from saying that we truly believe there's a thing or two that PCA can learn from the way that TPE handles cigar media. And we hope that, and we've been open saying we'd be happy to have conversations and help them develop some strategies to become better stewards of cigar media. And we look forward to having those conversations with them. But we love the way that the TB has handled this and treated us. They've been nothing but professional and kind. And we also have to give just a big shout out and a thank you to Half Wheel, and specifically Brooks here has been absolutely incredible with, he came to us and we got to know each other because Brooks and I had met in the past, but never right. really gotten to know each other. And we just sat down and started having a conversation, and he basically said, what can I do to help? What can I do to help you guys get to know more people? If there's certain manufacturers or things like that that you don't have relationships with yet. There were actually a few instances where he took us around and helped us get intros to people that we have not yet had a chance to meet. So that was absolutely wonderful. And we appreciate him for that. And Charlie and Patrick from Half Wheel as well, because we know those guys feel the same way. And we're grateful to them. That was just a really nice touch on the day that really, it makes you feel good about being a part of a group of cigar media people who really just want things to be as good as they can for the industry. And his willingness to help us out was pretty awesome.
That was good job by him and good job by the Half Wheel guys on that. That's a really good thing. I've met Brooks. I usually only see him at PCA. Great guy. You know, Charlie and I, we don't get a chance to talk a lot at these things because we're busy, right? But, you know, again, when I've asked him to come on a podcast, it's anytime and nothing held back. So he doesn't put any restraints or constraints on us in this case. So that's really what we like to, you know, a lot with cigar media, obviously. We've done a lot of that at PCA, and that offer, I think, is from me, and a lot of people will do that for you. So I've had introductions from other media folks in the past, and I think that's what we should be doing. We're stronger as a whole here. So I totally, that's wonderful to hear that. So that's a good job. That's a good job. And I'll just say one thing about the folks hosting TMG, and I've mentioned this on the show a couple of times. When I interviewed Carl Malone last year in the same room you're at, Antoine Reed, who's the editor of Tobacco Business Magazine, who's covering the show, keep in mind he's covering the show, he took time out of his coverage to make sure that Carl Malone made it to the area, because getting someone off the trade show floor to a extra area is tough in the cigar industry. Yeah. Imagine an attitude. So, I mean, that's how they have, you know, and I had a little doubt because, okay, they're tobacco media. Maybe they're trying to compete with us, but they went out of their way to help us. And so that changed my opinion right away of that. And, you know, I think there's a good trust I have in the group that puts on this show right now.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, guys. So you guys, I've been asking a lot of the questions, but let me kind of turn some things over to you. Highlights. What are some of the highlights that you guys saw at so far since you've been there? What is there a product? Is there something that you heard that you think, you know what, this was kind of big, or just something that stood out to you?
Well, the thing that comes to mind right away is we had a great conversation with Jared Trudeau from Pissed Off today, and it looks like they're going to be changing some of the imagery on their cigars and branding. So he showed us, you know, just a few pictures of probable new designs and things that they're going with. The classic look will still be there. It'll have a little bit more color pop to it. It looks very, very Christoph, but with just a little bit more pop. And so I'm excited to see that on some cigars.
The big one for me was Placencia is doing something brand new that we actually had Nestor Andres Placencia on with us live, and he gave us a quick demo of this. And they're starting it out as a sort of a pilot program with one of their blends, and they're putting essentially a chip into the band of the cigar that the user can tap their phone, whether it be Android or iOS. They can tap their phone and it will automatically pull up a place where they can tap to open, and it will bring them right to all of the information about that cigar blend.
Oh, wow.
And it's up on Garrett's phone right now. And this goes beyond it's not a UPC code, and it's not a QR code, because a QR code can be copied and reprinted. These are unique identifiers on every single cigar band that the user can tap on and find that info about the cigar blend. And they're starting it out with this one blend and then possibly branching it out in the future if it's successful. And Nestor even talked about possibly being able to, in the future, use this for things like consumer interaction, consumer engagement, consumer giveaways.
Golden ticket
type giveaways. Where right. Because it's a unique identifier, that one cigar band that has that golden ticket, you know, could get somebody, a thank you gift or a prize or something like that. So I think that's really exciting coming from Placencia.
Did he say a timetable when that's rolling out? Is it in a conceptual phase or is it reality? Oh, so
it's going to roll out in June. And I apologize, I don't right now remember exactly which blend it's going to roll out on.
The 6-0 Colorado Claro.
Yes.
Okay.
The 6-0 Colorado Claro. It's going to roll out on the band for that one in June.
And they have a six month
exclusive rights
for this technology.
Okay.
Nestor said that he hopes that this opens up to all cigars, because he feels like this is good for the industry.
Sure.
And I couldn't agree more.
Sure. I mean, you know, you guys do consumer facing stuff. You know that a lot of consumers, they really crave for the education and if they can learn more about what they're smoking. And this is a very easy way to go do that.
Yep.
Yep. So I think that's a tremendous job. That's an exciting thing that we have to look forward to this summer.
Yeah.
We got to talk to Luciano and Miguel Chaudel from Ace Prime Crown Heads, and, you know, learn more about the marriage that's going on there. They've got four new blends coming out this year. That was really the only manufacturer that we heard that was coming out with several new brands for this year. Most of the people were saying that because things are so backordered that, you know, they're not releasing or launching anything new this year, but that's not stopping Ace Prime Crown Heads. So that was exciting to hear. And the Mil Diaz Lancero is no longer limited release.
Interesting.
Or no, the Luciano.
The
Luciano Lancero.
Luciano Lancero. Yeah.
Luciano, okay, the Luciano, the Dreamer.
Yeah, so yeah. That's going to be a full production cigar now.
Nice job. In terms of new products, right, were there a lot of booths that had new products that they were launching and on display? I know it seemed like a lot of people were talking about, we have this coming out, but they didn't have anything there as far as showcasing it. Did you see a lot of that?
Not really a lot of new product. People are focusing on making sales of four lines and building relationships with new retailers. The one that I can think of that, and I'm not even 100% sure if this is a new line, but the Art of Magic from Rockefeller Cigars, I'm not even, like I said, entirely sure if that's a new line. But
it's going to be a new one. They soft launched it there. So okay, they offered it, but it's going to have packaging and everything coming forward.
Yeah. So that's one of the that's one of the new things. But yeah, aside from that, Garrett, can you think of any other new ones?
No, we haven't talked to Davidoff or anybody over there, but the new Zeno has a big display over there.
The new look for Zeno, they're really pushing that new look for Zeno.
So we hope to, you know, talk to them tomorrow and get the skinny on that. But yeah, outside of that, I haven't seen a push for a whole lot of new stuff.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm wondering, like, you know, I thought there was going to be this big battle, PCA versus TPE. Obviously the pandemic, I think, took its toll on TPE, and, you know, a lot of the things you talked about, back orders and stuff like that, I think that hurt it, unfortunately. So I think there'll probably be some sort of a push at PCA for the companies that are doing both. I think we'll see that. Any other standouts that you guys had that you want to talk about?
I think it's just what the main feeling for a lot of people when we talk about the, you know, ask about the goal for them, it's about getting back into, you know, the normality of everything and getting people back together, the community, the seeing the people. That's really been a big focus. Obviously, selling cigars for the manufacturers is an important part of any trade show, no doubt.
Right.
But more than that, we're hearing is about the relationships and seeing people and shaking hands and sharing a cigar between people. That has really been what people have missed so much that has made this such a successful show for so many people. I know Matt and I both have just been blown away by the generosity. We don't ask for any cigars. They're just like, you want cigars? Well, of course we want cigars, you know, but, so the generosity of everybody is fantastic. Other standouts other than, the mask referees,
I would say one that comes to mind is Carolina Blue. And really the reason it stands out is because we finally got a chance to spend some time with Caesar, who manages their production and,
right,
and looks after the, selects the tobaccos and puts the blends together. And that was really a treat to finally get to know him. He's surprising because there are things that he's involved with that really we never realize that, you know, he's involved with a lot of other companies working with their cigars, things like that. And we're not going to divulge any of that, but it's
right.
It's just cool to see that he really is a guy that works with a lot of different companies and he really does know his stuff when it comes to tobacco. And he's also young, you know, he's still got, and I think he would agree with this, that he's still got a lot to learn and loves the challenge of learning it every day.
Well, he said that to me.
Yeah.
He said, you know, every day I'm learning and I love it, you know, and that to me says a lot about the integrity of a company or a person who is willing to constantly learn, wants to improve, wants to develop. And, you know, he showed me several, you know, pictures and videos of the farms and the factories. And so he has such a pride for what he does that you're absolutely, I mean, Carolina Blue, they have got a great thing coming. So watch out for Carolina Blue, guys.
Yeah, they're making moves, definitely.
Good job. Yeah, I saw they, you know, last year they've done some repackaging and stuff on their lines. So, and it looks very nice. So, good job with that. How was, I don't know if you've been there or walked past it, what was General Cigars' presence at the show this year? It was very small last year.
I'll be honest, we haven't, that's actually an area we haven't made it over to yet.
Okay.
So we haven't made it to the General spot yet.
Yeah. Okay.
We're hoping to hit them tomorrow.
Yeah. Like the two that really stood out to me that had small booths were General and Oliva. Like they were, and I mean, they, for those size companies to see what they had, it was almost like no presence. whatsoever. So Altidus had a small boost, but not as small as those guys did last year.
Yeah, Oliva, we didn't stop and talk to them yet, but they do have a very small space for such a large company.
They have a small space,
but it's dressed up very well.
It is very nicely decorated. Okay. It's not a flea market.
They must have upgraded it from last year. So that's like I said, that was my big, like when I went in there, like I keep harping on it. I was like, yeah, I just wanted us to look like I just thought we looked like the stepchildren of the vapes. And I'm like, you know, but I think a lot of, in fairness, not to beat people, I think a lot of people were going to TPE for the first time last year, and they were a little cautious on what they were going to invest in. And the second year, you know, I've seen the booth upgrades. I mean, I saw Espinoza moved out of the pavilion. They were in the pavilion last year. They had moved into their own space, and other companies did that. So, you know, I think that was a lot of the reason for that.
Yeah.
So what is on the agenda for tonight? Do they have any event planned? I know I saw the pool party last night.
There's no official TPE sponsored event. That event was last night, and they put on a great event last night. It was at Dre's Beach Club up on the Cromwell Hotel rooftop overlooking the strip. It was a very nice party. They had food and drink, and obviously it was great being together with everybody.
Right.
But as far as official events, no, they don't have anything as far as TPE sanctioned events. But there are some companies that we've talked to and heard from that are having some sort of private engagements that they invite a select group of people to and things like that tonight.
Yeah, so they're not doing the Tobacco Business Awards. Usually they did the Tobacco Business Awards on the second night, and they announced the winners of that. So I guess they've put off the winners for whatever reason on that. Maybe they would, and I can maybe see that as well, because, you know, again, they had, you know, dealing with the COVID situation, that could be tough as well. So that's interesting. I'll have to find out what the status of those, when they're going to announce the winners. I know they did the nominations already.
Yeah, we haven't heard that.
Right.
And I'll be honest, I haven't done a great job at keeping up with the emails from TPE over the last couple of days since the trade shows itself has kept us so busy.
Yeah, no, I could get it. I know it's a tiring experience for sure. You know, the hangout, I don't know if you guys are saying it at the Sahara, but that Casbar is the hangout. And there's just that, I wonder if it's going to be overflowing tonight with that. But a lot of people go to that place.
Yeah, we're planning on spending some time there tonight. We wanted to last night, but because yesterday was a travel day and we had to spend some extra time getting our registration figured out here, then by the time we got back from the party for all of TPE and we got back to the hotel, fortunately the taco place in the hotel was still open, so we got some food very late. And then we kind of went full old man and went to bed early at like 11. So it was not a very late night for us last night.
No, it's tough. You guys flew in, especially you guys flying in, going to the show, going to the event. I can totally understand that as well. There are some people I saw, they were still at the bar like at 5 a.m. when I woke up. So that's typical.
That does not shock me.
There's a bunch of regulars, and it's all the regulars from last year, it seems like, are there. So one of them being one of my local retailers, Louie. So I called him, like I said, basically Louie, they need a wing for you there. You're just always there. So that's good as well. Let's see, what is on the agenda for you guys tomorrow? What are you guys looking to tackle tomorrow, and anything in particular?
Well, I know for me, so I know, Coop, you were a big help to us, you know, trying to strategize for not only this show, but for the show in general. And for me, my goal tomorrow is to meet with more people than we did today, even though it's a shorter day. I've got to shut up and shorten our meeting times. There's some we did better than others, but there were times where it's just so easy to sit in a booth and let somebody talk and have that conversation. So the goal for me tomorrow is get a better strategy of our route and who we're talking to. That doesn't always work out. I want to say we passed by Saka 6 or 7 times today. but, you know, so just being more strategic. And I know we got to hit General. We got to hit Oliva. I want to hit Carrillo and Davidoff.
Yeah, there's a number of places. Yeah, there's big places and small places that we want to hit tomorrow. But tomorrow, our goal is to be a little bit more rapid fire. Because, and it's not just Garrett, there were some booths that we just got caught up in conversations with people, partially because we've been cooped up for so long and locked down for so long that it was felt wonderful to sit and have long conversations over a cigar with people again. And so tomorrow really the goal is quick hits, you know, yeah. The 3 to 5 minute interviews at booths. And then, you know, thank you so much. We would absolutely love to stay and talk, but we've got a lot of ground to cover before the show's over.
Yeah, no, I've been in that boat. And, you know, I've been doing this 10 years and I've been in the boat every year. So you guys are nothing. It's nothing new. But yeah, and then that last day tends to be my rapid fire day is what I tend to go through all these things. It was interesting because last year at TPA, I got to just about everyone's booth. Maybe a couple I missed just because of someone not being there. Another question on that. Was it more the B team that the company send the B team, or were there a lot of owners there? I mean, for example, I know Nick Perdomo wasn't there because his daughter graduated law school, right? But, you know, so they had to send someone else. But was there a lot of, like, principals and stakeholders there, or was it still more of the B team?
I say it was a good mix.
Yeah.
But there's still a lot of A-listers here. But,
okay.
I would say it's a good mix of
okay.
both, you know.
But yeah, there's people, I agree that it's mixed. I'll tell you, because this is our first year at this trade show, I didn't really know who to expect as far as A players. And I was very surprised to see Nestor Plasensky here. I was very surprised.
I was very surprised with that too.
Yeah, and I guess I shouldn't say I was very surprised. I was somewhat surprised to see Rafael Nodal here, but
he was there last year, too.
At the same time,
yeah.
I'm kind of not surprised to see him here. So
AJ Fernandez?
AJ's not here, but his company's here.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm trying to think. I mean, there the companies, though, that let's say they don't have their spokesperson here or their figurehead here, the people that they have here are solid people, and they're very, you know, they're very outgoing and, you know, conversational people. And I haven't really seen any. I haven't seen any of those booths from premium cigar companies, at least, with where there's the one person sad, sitting alone, twiddling their thumbs, watching people walk by. I really, maybe one or two, but mostly I've seen people active and up and talking.
There's a financial advisor here.
Yeah, there's a financial. And there's always one or two booths that are like, why are you here?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Why are you at a cigar trade show?
Yeah. I don't remember. I mean, I remember they had some auxiliary or ancillary at some of the old IPCBRs. I don't remember a financial advisor being there. That's an interesting thing, but I guess if you're going to sell booth space, why not?
Yeah. Yeah. Strange.
Yeah. Wow. Now the other one I'll ask you about, because this company, I think I'm really curious to see where they're heading, is Terrazona Cigars. They've been doing a lot of hiring. They made a substantial donation to the PCA, and they sponsored the big party. Did you see Terrazona? Was there a lot of buzz around it? Was their booth better? What have you seen from Terrazona Cigars? Because they're definitely a company that looks like they're making moves this year.
I agree that I think they're making moves. We haven't talked to them yet.
Okay,
but it is a name that has been thrown around a lot.
Yeah,
by people in other cigar media companies, and it is that they're definitely, I would say at least, if they're putting a lot of their money into marketing strategies and sponsoring, you know, parties and things like that. I would say that I think they're getting their money, their money's worth, because the name is really out there.
Yeah. Like I said, I think they are too. I mean, I think they're definitely making a name. They're hiring a lot of in-house staff people. They just got Willie Mirante from La Aurora, and that was a significant move. So, and it's not like they're just hiring him to be the national sales rep. They've been hiring local reps in regions. So it's clear that they're very serious about what they're doing. Because anytime you bring an in-house sales force in, it's costly. It's one of the biggest expenses you're taking on. So I'm really curious to see how the moves are going with them, because this is obviously an important show for them, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So I know we're getting, I know already the floor is closing there. Is there anything else you want to hit or wrap up before we go? I'm not trying to rush you guys, but I know we said about, we looked at a time frame. At the same time, I want to make sure you guys aren't going to get kicked out of there either.
No, I think we're good on time, but I think we hit a lot of the big points that we wanted to talk about.
We've been really, this show for us was twofold. It was obviously getting to do some short format interviews with a lot of the brand owners and cigar personalities. But really more than that, for us being a newer media company and still being, you know, a number of companies out there who we haven't had a chance to build a relationship with yet, it was really having a chance to get to know some people that we haven't, who haven't heard the name How About That Cigar yet. And even in a few cases for some smaller cigar companies, for us to learn their name. And so that's been great. And we have learned a ton, and there's still more to learn tonight and tomorrow. And this was really for us an opportunity to get out there and let people know who we are and build some relationships and strengthen some existing relationships, get some business cards exchanged and work on, you know, because our bread and butter is the Monday night live show that we do. And getting people to come on the show is a big thing for us, to have them come on and tell their stories like we always love to have. And, you know, there are definitely still plenty of people out there that we haven't had on the show yet that we'd like to. And getting relationships set up here getting those seeds planted for future shows, really important for us.
Yeah, I agree. It is very important. It's a big part of what we do at Cigar Media. I'm a little more fortunate because Charlotte, a lot of people fly through here as a hub airport, but in other areas of the country, it's tougher. So, I mean, these trade shows are one of the opportunities to do that. So, get it. I totally get it. Yeah.
Yeah, but it really has been a good show for us.
I'm so glad for you guys. And I really want to thank you guys for doing this. You didn't have to do this. It's obviously I couldn't be there. I look forward to being there with you guys in January or potentially at PCA, but my plan is to be back at TPE in January. I saw the dates already announced, but I really appreciate what you guys done. Before we go, you have a show Monday you want to plug?
We do actually. So we just squared this away today. We originally had a guest scheduled, but there was a scheduling conflict with that guest. But while we were over talking to Leo from Barrels and Leafs, which is a cigar media blog. He goes on Instagram Live and does Zoom calls. We had him on our show a little over a year ago, and we're actually going to have him on our show. We're going to have him on our show on Monday night, which will be the 17th. And
we're going a little later than normal.
Yeah, because he's in the San Diego area. We're going to go instead of our normal 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern time. We're actually going to go live at 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern time on Monday to help out with Leo's schedule. So he's going to be our guest on Monday.
Nice, nice. I look forward to that. I think I do remember him from last year's show. So, yeah.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He works with Carolina Blue Cigars, but also with Barrels and Leaves. So he focuses a lot on cigar pairings with all different types of spirits and beers and things like that. So he's a great guy that we've gotten to know and look forward to getting to know him better on Monday night.
Awesome. Awesome. Again, guys, thank you very, very much. We really do appreciate that.
Thank you, Poop.
Yeah. No, I wish we were all together. And I look forward to that happening soon. For the primetime audience, we're going to sign off here. We are doing primetime episode 187 with Armand DeSante at 10 p.m. So there'll be another live stream that goes up with that. Armand, I did sit down with Armand this afternoon, so we are confirmed. And I think we got him hooked up. So that was a little. But,
Very Todd, Wyoming. Please return your sisters to the team registration desk for exiting for the evening. Once again, just a friendly reminder.
This is what happens in a live friendship.
Yeah.
Ohio, to return your scooter before you exit.
You gotta love this.
I want to ask that guy if he could possibly make that announcement any slower to take up more of our time.
Exactly. Well, I think we're right at the end here, guys. So that was a good way to end it. Thanks again, guys. Thanks to our audience, and be sure to continue to check out How About That Cigars coverage of the TPE 21 show going into tomorrow and beyond. So take care, guys, and have a great night.
Thanks, Coop.
Thank you, Coop.